Hello, Revelstoke Alliance Church. Nice that you could join us here online. If you weren't able to be there on Sunday and you're following along with our sermon series, this is the Sermon on the Mount, Part 7. We're working our way through Jesus' most well-known passage of teaching, the Sermon on the Mount. Last week, Rex preached through the passage on how we should not lay up treasure on earth, things like money, houses, cars, etc., but instead we should lay up treasure in heaven, following God, giving to the poor, supporting the church, loving your neighbor. This was the final verse he preached on last week. It's from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Which leads us onto this week's passage. Matthew 26, verses 25 and following. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Like it said in the beginning there, you cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, do not worry about your life and your food and your body and your clothes, etc. Don't worry about even tomorrow. So let's just think about, when I did this in church on Sunday and had a little bit of a shout out interaction session with the congregation, a quick straw poll about things that we do worry about. And people said things like health and aging, finances, inflation, the climate change, parenting, all kinds of things that are stressful and complex and worrying. So there are, in fact, a lot of things legitimately to be worried about. Jesus is not saying, don't worry because there's nothing to be worried about. All of these anxieties and worries are real and they're overpressing things. Now, what Jesus is saying here is don't be worried or anxious despite the fact there is so much to be worried about. Let's just let God speak through his word right into our hearts today. Let's listen again carefully to what he says about worry and anxiety. Verse 26, which we read earlier. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? So here's the first antidote, the first thing that we can counteract anxiety and worry with. And that is, your heavenly Father loves you. He's on your side. He is all-powerful and all-knowing, and he cares just for you. Jesus said, if God looks after the little birds, the little sparrows, how much more will he look after you? Let God's love for you soak into your worries and your anxieties. Look at them not from your perspective of powerlessness and lack, but from his perspective of being all-powerful and in his abundance. In verse 31, which we read earlier, it says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. So the next thing is, the first one was trust God's love for you to speak to your anxieties and worries. The second one is, trust God's provision for you. Now, how are you practically going to do this, you might ask? Well, think about someone you know that you trust. someone who you know will definitely keep their word if they promise you something. Do you have someone in mind? Good. Now, why do you trust them? Well, probably because you have a good relationship with them and they have proven over time that they keep their word. Now, it's the same situation between you and God. If you want to be able to walk through worrying situations without giving in to anxiety, but instead trust in God's love and provision, then you have to build up a good relationship with God. This is done through what is called sometimes spiritual disciplines, spending time with God in a way that God has laid out for us. Read His Word daily. His Word is both an instruction manual for being a human and a love letter from your Heavenly Father. So read your Word daily. Pray daily. Be an active and regular part of your church weekly. Maybe fast occasionally. If you do those daily, weekly, and occasional practices, your relationship with God will grow, just as you spend time with a person that you like and your relationship deepens. You get to know the other person better and better. So spend time with God. And then as you read God's word and pray and participate in church and fast, you will see more and more how God is faithful to His word, how He answers prayer, how the church is His vehicle for both providing you with help and the space for you to give help to others. By putting spiritual disciplines into practice, your faith will grow and you'll be able to bring God's love and His provision into your very real worries and anxieties. However, like most relationships, if you don't put any effort in, if you don't get to know the other person, if you don't spend time with them, then when you need their help, you're probably not going to turn to them because you don't really know them. It's like that between you and God. Jesus is saying, don't turn to money and worldly schemes and strategies when faced with anxieties. Turn to God. If you don't, your worries could end up getting the better of your life. The word worry comes from an old English word, wergen, which literally means to strangle. So don't allow worries to strangle your life. Trust God, the provider of food and clothes and money. Don't put your trust in money itself. And lastly, Jesus says, focus on the present. Verse 33, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. If there's one verse that I think distills down to its very essence the things that Jesus was teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, it's this one in verse 33. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now the question is, do we? Do we seek first, God's kingdom? Does your life and how you spend your time reflect that? If God was to do an audit on your life, which He will do on Judgment Day, would your life's overarching theme be that you sought God's kingdom first? But if you do these things, build up your relationship with God, trust in His word, live in the love and the provision of God, see things from God's perspective, seek first the kingdom of God, then Jesus said you'll be able to be truly present in the here and now. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. As the journalist Fulton Ursler said, many of us crucify ourselves between two thieves, regret for the past and fear of the future. So let's live in the present, walking and trusting in God, not being anxious for or pursuing the things of this world, but trusting in God as we walk through a world strewn with anxieties to the left of us and to the right of us. The writer of Psalm 91 put it this way: those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord: He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, those evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I'll protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I'll be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. And I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Amen. There you go. The lesson today from the Sermon on the Mount. I'll see you next week.